This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vice President-elect Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav scheduled to take oath of office tomorrow. Trivuvan University students taking part in Free Students Union elections today. And at least 12 people killed in southern Ecuador earthquake. Now the news in detail. Vice President-elect Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav's inauguration is set for tomorrow. The oath-taking ceremony before President Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled for 10 a.m. at the President House, Sital Nivas, on March 20th. Yadav was elected the Vice President on March 17th. He garnered 30,328 vote weighties. The outgoing Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pant's office term expired on March 18. The Election Commission is submitting a report on the election of the Vice President along with the election results to the President Paudel this afternoon. Voting under the Free Students Union FSU election is underway in the central campus of the Trivuvan University TU and its constituent and affiliated campuses across the country. According to TU Students Welfare and Sports Directorate Director Pasupati Adhikari, the voting that commenced at 8 a.m. will continue until 4 p.m. The TU officials said the FSU election is being held in 60 constituent campuses and 1,040 affiliated campuses across the country. So far, the FSU leadership has been elected unopposed in 2 constituent campuses and some affiliated campuses. Students are enthusiastically taking part in the election held after 14 years. Though the election is biannual, it had been irregular since 2065 Bikram Sambat. As Adhikari said, security arrangements have been tightened in all the colleges, including the TU Central Campus and the Kathmandu Valley-based Nepal Law Campus, Saraswati Campus, Mahindra Ratna Multiple Campus, Thapathali Engineering Campus and Padmakanya Multiple Campus, where the voting is underway. The election, based on a mixed electoral system, will elect the president, secretary, treasurer and 50% of the members through the direct electoral system and vice president, joint secretary and 50% of the members through the proportional representation electoral system. However, the election has been suspended in 13 campuses due to disputes among the students' unions. The election has been halted in RR Campus, Amrit Science Campus, Patan Multiple Campus, Nepal Commerce Campus and Biswabhasa Campus. Likewise, the election has been suspended in Pokhara-based Prithivi Narayan Campus, Pashumanchal Engineering Campus, the Institute of Forestry and Pokhara Nursing Campus, Thakur Ram Multiple Campus in Birganj, Birendra Multiple Campus in Chitwan, Dhaulagiri Multiple Campus in Baglung and Sri Siddhanath Science Multiple Campus in Mahendranagar. The election has been rescheduled for March 23rd in Prithchandra Campus. The Central Work Execution Committee meeting of Nepali Congress has decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Spokesperson Prakash Saran Mahat informed that the meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee held today at the Federal Parliament Building, New Banesar, decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal and participate in the government. Spokesperson Mahat also said that Nepali Congress will sit on the bench of the ruling party in today's House of Representatives meeting. Earlier, Prime Minister Dahal, who received the vote of confidence on January 10, is again taking a vote of confidence tomorrow as CPN-UML and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has withdrawn the support given to the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 12 people have died after a powerful earthquake struck the southern coast of Ecuador. Buildings have been damaged in several cities, including following the 6.7 magnitude earthquake, which hit at around midday local time. The southern province of El Oro was the worst affected, where emergency services have reported people remain trapped inside collapsed houses. There have also been reports of the earthquake being felt in several other cities, including Manabi, Manta and capital Quito. This is the strongest quake to hit Ecuador since 2016, when nearly 700 people died and thousands were injured. Officials in Peru say the quake was felt in northern regions of the country, but there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited Mariupol, a Ukrainian city in the Donetsk region which has been occupied by Moscow's forces since May of last year. Citing the Kremlin, the TASS agency reported Putin flew to Mariupol by helicopter and traveled around several districts of the city, making stops and talking to residents. Reports of the Mariupol visit came a day after Russian leader traveled to Crimea to mark the 9th anniversary of the Black Sea Peninsula's annexation from Ukraine. Russian state TV showed him visiting the Black Sea port city of Sevastopol on Saturday, accompanied by local Moscow-appointed governor. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 following a referendum that was not recognized by Kiev and the international community. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has demanded that Russia withdraw from the peninsula as well as the areas it has occupied since last year. Meanwhile, a deal following Ukraine to export millions of tons of grain through Black Sea despite the ongoing conflict with Russia has been extended. But it is unclear how long it will last, with Ukraine pushing for 120 days and Russia calling for 60 days. Russia has warned it will not allow the deal to go on longer unless sanctions against Moscow are softened. The United Nations and Turkey helped broker the export agreement last July following fears of a global food crisis. Ukraine is one of the world's top producers of grain, but its access to ports in the Black Sea was blocked by Russian warships following the invasion in February last year. Moscow wants Russian producers to be able to export more food and fertilizers to the rest of the world, but says Western sanctions are preventing them. According to the United Nations, the deal has already allowed nearly 25 million tons of foodstuff from Ukraine's Black Sea ports reach global markets. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the torrid regions of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the torrid regions of the country. At present, there is a general influence of local winds along with the westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 10.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24 degrees Celsius with 1.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vice President-elect Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav scheduled to take oath of office tomorrow. Tribhuvan University students taking part in Free Students Union elections today. And at least 12 people killed in southern Ecuador earthquake. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.